All right, everybody, welcome. Today we are talking about G-Flix. You already know, the boy Godzilla, all right? So I want to touch on a few things here about this new King of the Monsters Godzilla movie. Because frankly, I thought it was fantastic for a Godzilla film. I think the first thing I should touch on here is just the improvements from the prior movie, from Godzilla 2014. More monsters was the main complaint in G14. There were people who thought that there wasn't enough screen time for Godzilla, for the other monsters. And there was just the fact that there was just too many human like elements. It was all about like this family. And in this, I think they fixed a lot of that. Number one, there were four core monsters as opposed to Godzilla 2014, where we only had what, Godzilla and the two, you know, new Muto things. Nobody liked those because they were lame. But now we got Godzilla, Rodan, Mothra, and King Ghidorah. The boy, classic monsters brought back to the modern age. All right. Now, to touch on these monsters, I think we should need to compare them to their original counterparts. You know, from the older Godzilla movies with the suits and the crappy, you know, visual effects. Number one, they look fantastic. The CG is done superb. It is top tier. It looked real for the most part, as real as a giant flying three-headed dragon can look. Now, I want to compare the designs of these monsters to, you know, their classic counterparts. Rodan looks fantastic. They made him look like he could fly. His wings are significantly larger than they have been in any of his previous incarnations. He looks more, you know, he doesn't look like a dude in a suit, which is, you know, of course, that's what you want to do. He looks more like a pterodactyl-y bird reptile that flies. Mothra, she looks like an actual, like, she doesn't look like a big puffball like she used to. She looks dope. Her, like, she's got, like, longer legs. They, like, stab people with that. She's got, like, a cool insect face. Yet they still make her she still gives off the same, like, vibe. The same, like, ethereal, like, magnificent, beautiful vibe. And she glows. She always has this, like, glow to her that's never really gone, which I think is a fantastic thing to do, especially with CG, because they can do that. Godzilla, of course, he looks better than he did in G14 even. They updated a few things. They made his tail a little different. His spines are a little different. He's bigger, I think. He's a little more glowy, a little more colorful now. I think it's fantastic. He looks great. Better than ever in terms of, you know, the new legendary movies. Now, Ghidorah. Ghidorah is maybe my favorite in this movie. It's hard to pick between the designs, but Ghidorah was done wonderfully. Number one, he's got personality. He's got so much personality in this that he never had before. You know, before he was just a space dragon that would come down and, like, start wrecking people, like, destroy all monsters, whatever. Now he's, like, messing with, like, the middle head is, like, the boss. He's always messing with the one on the left. And then we could just talk about his physical appearance. His wings are huge. They look more like dragon wings, but there's still a little bit of, like, twinge to, like, the bottom of them that makes him look a little freaky, like they're not really earthly wings. His horns and stuff are out. They're more wavy, more curled up, as opposed to, like, the weird straight spikes he used to have. His face, each of his faces are real dastardly looking. They're pretty dope. He looks kind of like Smaug from The Hobbit, but with three heads, which is absolutely fine. The music, I think, is probably, it's one of the best things in this entire movie. The callbacks, the references. Number one, they bring the classic Godzilla theme back. The one that was sorely missing from Godzilla 2014. They bring Mothra's song from 1961, the classic Mothra theme song, into this movie, which I didn't think that they would ever do something like that. Because it's like Mothra. Who cares about Mothra? Other than like a bunch of nerds. But apparently the director thought it would be appropriate to bring her music in, which is fantastic. And then, you know, they did the new cover of the Blue Oyster Cult song, Godzilla, which is, you know, a really funny nod to that. I think that was really well done. And, yeah, they just, I don't know, I think this is probably, it's so good to see them doing the monsters justice. What they did with G14 is they were trying to make this a super realistic Godzilla, which I don't think is a fantastic idea to go with. In this movie, they still have a little bit of that trying to be real thing, but they're definitely going a little more, you know, crazy with this one. You know, Ghidorah is an alien, just like how he was in classic Godzilla. Mothra is some weird magic thing. They didn't stop that from happening. Rodan is like even more of a badass than he used to be, because like he's always on fire for no reason. That like didn't happen. Now he's like, his wings are like smoldering and stuff. He's breaking the entire like city in Mexico, flying over it just like he used to, causing like hurricane winds just from flying. It's a great, the Michael Dougherty, I think is how you pronounce his name, the director for this movie, you could tell that he is absolutely 100% a Godzilla fan. And that is exactly who we need directing these movies. There are a few complaints that I have. There are still a lot of humans, like a lot of human bits in this. Not as much, I feel, as Godzilla 2014, but there's still a lot. Some of the characters are a little iffy. There's this one guy who's just cracking jokes. They do call back to the two Mothra priestesses. They're not very small like they used to be, but they're just two twin sisters who have a weird connection to Mothra, which is interesting. I mean, I would not be opposed to them taking that out, but I mean, I guess it always has been an intrinsical part of the character of Mothra, so that's all right. The family dynamic with the daughter, the girl who plays 11, Millie Bobby Brown, I think she did all right. She did fine. The parent fighting thing was like a little weird, a little jarring. Like it kind of just felt out of place a little bit, but it was still done fine. The Atlantis thing that kind of happened with the Hollow Earth, that was a little weird in my opinion. And then, you know, Sarazawa unfortunately passing away by nuking himself in front of Godzilla, you know, so he could juice Godzilla up. And I think that'll be, you know, unfortunate that we don't have Sarazawa in the other movies, because I think he was really the strongest human character. But, you know, to wrap things up, I think that this movie did a wonderful job of making the classic monsters, you know, and doing them justice in a more modern setting. I think the callbacks are amazing for the fans that get it, but I think it's still a fantastic film for people who didn't watch them, the classic movies. I think that the designs are fantastic, the CG is fantastic, there's amazing fights between Godzilla and Ghidorah that I never thought I'd see in this kind of a screen, this kind of modern age CG setting. I never thought I'd see Godzilla and Ghidorah throw down. And yeah, I think that's about it for the Godzilla King of the Monsters. I highly recommend it. It's not the greatest film of all time, but it doesn't have to be, because it's giant monsters fighting, not supposed to be, you know, a 100% on the tomato meter type of film. I would recommend this. I would see this multiple times just to pick up on everything. Fantastic film. great Godzilla film. Yeah. Peace.